Yeah, they kind of did it in a weird way. Hey, is someone helping you? Okay, cool. I think we met before, right, or no? We did not? Okay.
Hello?
Hey, John, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
I'm good with you.
You want the real answer or the sales answer?
I'm sorry?
Do you want the real answer or the sales answer?
I guess the real answer.
We're drowning. It is nonstop. But I help run the restaurant equipment finance division for our company, so it literally is nonstop. I'm sending you the first approval for the $100,000. Just so you know, the way it's really supposed to be done, and I'm here to help you guys kind of get to the finish line, but what you should do is you should do equipment first, then working capital, not working capital, then equipment. But obviously, since you already have working capital, we're going to kind of work around that issue. We have two approvals. And the reason behind that is this. When you do a working capital loan, so the loan you have from your bank, there's something called a blanket lien placed on the business. So when they give you that loan, they put a loan that literally is a lien that's a blanket. So it covers everything. It's a lien on all your assets. Your checking account, food in your fridge, the water in the pipes, everything. And so since that lien is already there, it makes things a little more difficult, but I want to provide a solution for your file. So the first approval is $100,000. I'm sending you out the approval sheet that needs to be signed and returned to me. I also need returned to me. We're going to lock in your approval today. I need the payment for the first. You're going to have two payments and a small documentation fee due at signing. So that means you're not going to get a bill for your first month's payment. You're not going to get a bill for your last month's payment. So you'd have 34 remaining payments. The second approval is good up for $75,000 plus taxes, so more like $82,000. We will take care of that tomorrow or Monday once you get me the quotes on the furniture. And that will be up to a 60-month term, and that will only need one payment down. I'm going to email you this. If you have any questions, give me a call. The next step is I'm going to have your sales rep or the owner at Trust Fund Sales and get an invoice. Now, regarding the landlord information, I'm not here to dance around any issues. There are certain things that can and can't be done. On the $75,000 approval, I'm not going to need anything from your landlord. Just a copy of your lease, no big deal. On the $100,000 approval, since you already have that blanket lien on your business, we will need your landlord to sign a landlord form. We do hundreds of these a week. There is no big deal about it. And what I'll do is I'll handle it the right way, though. Once we have everything ready to fund, I'll call your landlord. And I'll say, hey, I'm the bank doing the financing for this customer. Just need you to sign this form so they can get the restaurant going. And usually landlords say, hey, there shouldn't be an issue. What does this mean for you? This means that I can probably get you documents out, depending on when Trust Fund Sales gets me the invoice. I can probably have your contract generated for you by tomorrow. If worst comes to worst, Monday morning for the first portion. The second portion will be done on Monday or Tuesday. I should be able to have both vendors paid by the close of business on Tuesday. It's a pretty easy process. Regarding the working capital, so I was unaware that you had a working capital loan. You just did $120,000. What I'm going to do is, hey man, it's no big deal. My job is to solve these problems, not pass judgment. We have a refinancing program and an additional working capital. I'm not going to put that in the forefront right now because getting your equipment orders is of utmost importance. So we're going to order the equipment first, and then I will let you know on Tuesday or Wednesday if you qualify for refinance or what the best programs are, but we'll get your equipment ordered in the meantime. So you're good to about, including taxes, you're good up to right now about $182,000. However, if there's anything else like POS or anything else you might need, I can probably go up to about $225,000, $250,000 without any too many headaches, okay?
I already got the POS system too, but right now sitting around, that's already been paid for too.
How did you guys find it? When did you guys buy that?
Probably about 8 months to a year ago.
Alright, we only do within 30 days, so I think we should just stick with the furniture and the equipment, because you guys got great deals on both. Can you check your email real quick, or does it not come through when we're on the phone?
It does come through. It's just the thing is that I need to get my mother to sign it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay, sir. Until 6 o'clock today.
Oh, no. So, take your time. Regarding the wire, by the way, so you can either wire us the funds for the first and last payment, or you can overnight a check. I've included our address for both options, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Call me with any questions. I look forward to getting this wrapped up.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bobby.